calibers. I have a 40 cal Glock, a 9mm Glock, and then three AR-15s, and all of these are 80%.
I recently lost a Polish AKM and a Chinese Mac 90 in a boating accident.
Oh. That sucks.
God, those Polish guns are bitching. I have a Polish underfolder parts kit sitting on top of my shelves, and I have a 10-ton shop press folded under my bed, and all
do
I need
have
is
an
a
old,
barrel.
Do you have an old shovel head?
I actually have the flat that I bent. All I need to do now is I need to get a set of rivets. I need to get the barrel. I need to figure out head spacing, all that shit. Then I need to
get a go or no go gauge.
Oh, well,
get
obviously.
A go or no go gauge, and get somebody who's skilled with machinery to help you.
I'll figure it out.
I really need to buy an. I have a dozen guns last I counted, but I do not have an AR. That's like the one thing I'm missing.
You live in Massachusetts, so rip.
Well, that's at home in New Hampshire. Massachusetts while I'm at school.
I don't have an AR, and frankly, I have no desire to get one.
In the U.S., in any shit hits the fan scenario, you're probably not going to have a good time.
Not so much because the M43 cartridge is not necessarily scarce. It's about like three. It's about as common as 308.
That's true, but you know, with 5.56 or 223, you can literally every police department in the country will most likely have this ammunition. Maybe not a lot of it for rural departments who usually mostly use shotguns, but they'll still have some. So literally,
I know,
every place.
I know, but police departments don't even make up half a million people in this country. Literally, you're literally talking about maybe half a million guys when they are.
Just saying that because they're the most commonly.
Going on in the event of a ban, because so far all I'm hearing is AR-15. But,
oh no, don't
I mean,
worry. The AKs will get some love too. Well, do you know how they do it?
Probably not, because they are Antifa's preferred weapon.
The newest poll showed that most American
was dildos.
Most American mass shootings on mental illness and not gun. So I don't think we're going to see gun control anytime soon.
Well, not to mention, not only that, the Trump Tower in Chicago actually just got a bomb threat today, so there goes any chance of gun control right there.
Oh, there was a grenade attack on embassy in Niagara, U.S. embassy today.
Mm-hmm. You know, it sounded like that riot today, like that demonstration today was about to turn into a chimp out. They were getting pretty loud and agitated and unruly. I was like, oh God, please chimp out. Please chimp out. The demonstration in Tallahassee, Florida.
Because there's nothing better than they started their anti-violence, whatever thing, and they're the ones that bring violence to the table. That's the perfect narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard that
theory that AKs and G3s and 308s are going to be useless as shit, the fan scenario. Not true. Not necessarily true.
I didn't say it's useless, but not as much.
Oh. Well, that's why, I mean, well, for one, you got to network with people who you are interchangeable with. Two, you've got to stock up.
How much do you have stocked up, out of curiosity?
You mean how much did I have stocked up? I'm in the thousands. I'll just say that.
Like teens or single digit thousands?
I'm in the thousands.
Single. I'm going to assume single digit then.
Assume whatever you want.
There's a big difference between 88,000 and 88,000.
I mean,
at least 1,480 firearm.
Well, everybody should. Okay, I'll just say this right off the bat. Whatever rifle you have, if you don't have at least 1,000 rounds for it, get the fuck out. But you always need more. There's no such thing as too much ammo. The more, the merrier.
You say that, but when your floor starts sagging because you're putting too much weight on it, I think you have a problem.
Basement.
And then the foundation cracks.
dear Jesus. It would be nice if I did have that much ammo.
If the foundation cracks because you have so much ammo in your basement, that's a good
It is until the leaking starts, and then, you know.
Okay, in reality, who does have that much ammo?
Preppers.
I probably have like 500 rounds of 9mm, probably like 250 of 40 cal, and then probably about just over 1,000 of
Hey, can you tell us your exact numbers a little closer to your mic? The ATF would love to hear about it.
You're more than welcome to come. I'm not doing anything illegal. And I don't have a dog. That's the key part.
Oh yeah, they can't shoot your dog. Don't have
exactly.
Nah, man. I just and not to mention M43 cartridges are super freaking heavy. I mean, and that can be a problem. That is the downside about AK. It ain't for pussies. Like, you are going to have a heavier load. But at the same time, you know, I have a different philosophy on shit hit the fan scenario than a lot of people. I mean, you're going to be, trust me, in shit hit the fan scenario, you're going to want to be avoiding trouble, not looking for it. Am I right or wrong? Oh god, a 22 long rifle.
Sorry for the quiet. I was just looking for my ATF memes.
Right. ATF meme.
Honestly, though, I wouldn't mind buying like 20,000 round 22 LR. So I have a semi-auto 22 rifle. It could actually be useful. Like, in a, if it does it.
Now, I'll tell you one thing I do have. One thing I do stock up on, despite the fact I don't have an AR, I do have a few couple boxes of Stanag mags, just in case.
I have 52 AK magazines, and I don't even have a functioning AK. There were a package of 42 of them cost me like $225 shipped, and I immediately drove to the bank at like 2 a.m. to deposit money so I could buy it.
You gotta at least grab a Wasser 10. Those are pretty reliable.
I might. I'm just a bit of a poor fag now. I also have a good like 20, not 20, probably like 50-ish.
Dude, trade off a few of your lowers. Dude, trade off a few of your lowers and you can have one.
Yeah, I'd rather hold on to them because they're not even really worth that much.
You know what's really awesome?
What?
When you deadlift so much that your skin falls off, it's fucking awesome, right?
Do rifle push-ups.
What is a rifle push-up?
Put the magazine in the semi-automatic rifle and then push up off the ground using, you know, the rifle.
That ain't for pussy-ass capitalist guns. That won't work on pussy-ass capitalist guns. You'll jam the mag all up into your bolt assembly. I know because a couple guys tried it in my old unit.
I don't know, but I haven't had too many issues with it.
Do you do it with your ARs? Have you done it with an AR?
I did it once. I did like 25 reps out in the woods, so it might be because of the soil. Wasn't taking as much force.
Was there blood in the soil?
Blood. Soil. I can neither confirm nor deny that accusation.
Blood in my soil. You're not a real man if you don't have a Sherman tank in your backyard.
Dude, I have a Messerschmitt in my backyard. What are you talking about?
You guys are fucking amateurs. I have a Minutemen 3 just sitting out there, you know, looking all pretty.